As the Copenhagen climate talks draw to a close, hopes have dimmed of reaching any significant agreement that could form the basis of an eventually legally binding climate deal to replace the existing Kyoto Protocol that expires in 2012. Although many are disappointed, Czech climate expert Jan Přetel says such an outcome was only to be expected.
Personally, I am not very much surprised, yeah, because everybody who is looking on the situation starting, say, the Bali conference or the negotiation before the Bali conference 2006, yeah, we have to say that no significant movement in negotiation has been reached. You can imagine between 2006 and 2009, there were about 20 weeks of very intensive negotiations, and the practical results was nothing, more or less.
What seems to be the major problem, the major hurdle?
I think that the major problem is, say, the different views of developed and developing world. Developing parties, countries are looking for some version of the continuation of the Kyoto Protocol, because the Kyoto Protocol, as you know, it's a legally binding instrument which is giving the reduction targets only for the developed parties. Of course, except of the United States, because the United States didn't ratify the protocol. Yeah, the position of the developed parties is now to develop the new version of the protocol, which will be able to set up some targets to the developed parties and also to some of developing parties, because you know, the total emissions coming from the US and the China, both parties which are not part of the Kyoto Protocol, now are higher than 50% of the world emissions. Yeah.
So it is important to draw countries such as the United States, China and the developing world into the Kyoto Protocol somehow?
Yes, it is necessary to discuss it and to include both these parties into the legally binding reduction targets. Yeah. Nevertheless, there are still three key questions which are remaining. Yeah. One of them is how will be the carbon dioxide emission reduced? How will be the shared the targets between the countries? And the third question, I think, which is the most important, is how will the money for the climate change adaptation in developing countries be distributed? Yeah, you know, developing countries are looking for the money which could help to developing countries to fight the impacts of the climate change. Yeah, and developed parties are discussing the amount of this money, and specifically the United States calls for the transparency of this process, because nobody wants to spend the money without knowing how the money will be used. Yeah.
Do you think the fact that the conference has failed to reach an agreement, as so many people hoped, do you think that is a major setback for the environment? Are we losing precious time?
Yes, certainly we are losing the time for sure. Yeah. Seems to me that say the possible outcome of the conference will be the political agreement on the continuation of the negotiations to set up some say the emission reduction target for the short term. I mean, when I am speaking on the short term, I have in my mind say the horizon, time horizon, about 2020. Yeah, there are no difficulties to reach an agreement that in the time horizon 2050, the world should reduce emission by, say, the 40, 50, 60 percent of the current emission or the emission of 1990. Yeah, but what is for the climate most important is to reach some legally binding instrument on the reduction. In my view, it is not necessary to reduce the emission by 20-30% by the year 2020, but the very important will be to reach some legally binding instrument how to minimize the impacts of the climate change over the world. Yeah, the possibilities to how to minimize the impacts of the climate change are, of course, in the emission reduction, but also in the setting reasonable and economically viable adaptation options, which is to help to the nature, to help to the planet to accommodate with the mostly negative climate change.
And that was Czech climate expert Jan Přetel, and he was speaking there to Daniela Lazar.